Hello, interdimensional beings of light and diamond beauties. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. We'll be conversing about the occult and the mystical, Ayurveda and natural healing, and the divine feminine. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
The Buddhist Biohacker podcast is affiliated with Purity Coffee and Dry Farm Wines. Purity Coffee, organic coffee crafted for health. Drinking healthier coffee is one of the easiest things you can do to improve your wellness, performance, and longevity. Use code ENLIGHTENMENTPIE to save 10% off your first order. Dry Farm Wines, the only health-focused natural wine club in the world. All natural and additive-free. Lab-tested for purity, sugar-free, and lower alcohol. The philosophy of the world's finest pure artisan wines, handcrafted with honesty. Visit www.dryfarmwines.com/Buddhist Biohacker to claim your penny bottle.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, all of you incredible beings of light. It's Lisa Gunshore here, and you are here for yet another episode of the Buddhist Biohacker podcast and vlog. And if you are joining here on the live on YouTube, come join in. I see some of you guys already joining in. You can absolutely write your questions and comments in the live chat box. And if you're listening on the replay later, either on YouTube or on Spotify or iTunes, you can actually go to our MeWe forum, Buddhist Biohacker. You can share all of your comments and questions there. It's this free, wonderful, clean space to be able to share your information on a social media platform. And we are here today live with the founder of Block Therapy. I have my block right here with me, Deanna Hansen. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I am so excited to be here with you today and with everybody listening.
Oh, me too. I just love you so much. Your light and your energy and this block is just changing my life. And I can share my experience later, but I want to start out for everybody who's joining in the live or listening on the replay. If you want to give just a brief recap of who you are and what you do so that everyone is brought up to speed.
Absolutely. So my name is Deanna Hansen. I'm a certified athletic therapist and the founder of Fluid Isometrics and Block Therapy. So back in 1995, I certified as an athletic therapist. My focus was to work with people to help them and to improve their physical abilities in life and in sports. And as much as I had a really great practice, my own personal body, my own personal life was in absolute chaos for a number of reasons, partly my behaviors. that definitely
those darn habits.
those negative habits. But part of it too was I was always a very active teenager. I was a provincial volleyball player. I was a Highland dancer. And once puberty hit, first of all, my body kind of went in a different way than what I experienced before that, where I always felt I had really good control of my body. Then puberty struck. Gained 20 pounds in like a summer. Suddenly I'm having to figure out my body. And that was a really challenging time because through the years, my family was very conscious of size. So it resulted in eating disorders and just, again, behaviors that took me away from being healthy. But I was always very focused on trying to be fit. So I have learned over the years that healthy needs to precede the fit because we can be fit, but not healthy. And as I was working to be fit and look a certain way, my body was actually accumulating more size, more compression, more issues with pain and all of these things, as well as, again, just the behaviors that I have. I have a very addictive nature. So by the time I would turn 30, there was a big turning point for me. I had quit drinking, which was amazing in that now I'm living my life consciously, but I'm also not able to escape where I had come to. I was leaving a second failed marriage by the time I was 30. I was in a business partnership with somebody that was very destructive to me. And I started having incredible anxiety attacks as a result. So this one anxiety attack was really the seed for everything to come. Just prior to this, I had started the practice of yoga, which was amazing, because what I learned in the very first class was that nobody's breathing. You know, every time this amazing instructor would say, focus on your breath, I'm like, wow, I'm holding my breath all the time. Didn't realize it until that moment. So I had already had that bit of understanding as to my own personal body and what was going on. And then this anxiety attack was so terrifying. I actually thought I was going to die in the moment because I couldn't breathe. I couldn't catch my breath. And for some reason in that moment, I dove my hand into my abdomen. Now, up until then, for 5 years, as an athletic therapist, I focused on deep tissue work. So I was very familiar with what scar tissue felt like in a body. And I was also really good. I had strong hands. So I had a really good practice because I could get through people's issues, but people continued to have to come back. And I would focus on backs and necks and legs and the typical things that we as therapists do when working on bodies. For me, my 50 pounds of extra weight that I couldn't lose, even though I was applying the rules of weight loss, were stored in my core, in my abdomen. So I hated this area. Never did I touch my own abdomen. So here I am in this moment of terror, thinking I'm going to die. And I dive my hand into my belly. And the first thing I encounter is pain. As much as I knew I had a lot of struggle and issue in there, I'd never really understood that there was pain in there because I avoided it all the time. So now I'm there, but in that moment, the pain brought me out of my anxiety. It brought me back to the ground. I knew I was safe. I was breathing. So I just started intuitively exploring with my hands in this area. And then the next thing I noticed right away was that it was marbled with what felt like scar tissue, even though I hadn't had injuries or surgeries. So suddenly I was having all of these realizations that no wonder coming home from a 5-mile run when I'm dripping wet with sweat, my abdomen still feels cold. No wonder, you know, there's nothing changing because there's no blood flow getting to this tissue to metabolize anything. So within 2 days of just intuitively exploring in my tissue in the way that I was, after that second day when I stood up, I felt different. I felt taller. And I went to the mirror and I looked at myself and I started to cry because my belly was flatter than it had looked in years. Years of doing 400 sit-ups a day, starving myself, working out like a fiend, beating my body up essentially to try to force it to succumb to what I wanted. And all that happened was it kept getting worse. I kept getting bigger. I kept accumulating more pain, issues with constipation, anxiety, depression. All of these things were wrapped up in the way that my body was feeling, and it was all starting in my core. So that was 20 years ago, and it has been quite a journey ever since in the development of, first of all, fluid isometrics is the technique that I developed with my hands that I started with on my body and that I also teach to therapists. But block therapy became the self-care version of that technique so that we have a tool so that we can actually work in our own fascia and move through those layers of adhesion, melt those adhesions, improve blood and oxygen flow to cells, and allow those cells to migrate back to the position that they're supposed to be in. And from my perspective, as long as cells are where they're supposed to be, they're being properly fed and clean. And theoretically, we shouldn't experience anything negative in the body. That's not our situation. That is the goal and the journey that we move toward with the process.
Yep. Well, and I think what got my attention is in Ayurveda, they talk about the fascia and how the fascia is where your traumas are kept. And not just your trauma, but Dr. Ladd says in the textbook even that it is your ancestors' trauma that is sitting in the fascia. And so I really started to look at that and was in addition blessed with a yoga teacher in my yoga teacher training who was alignment focused and was really into digging blocks in all sorts of weird places. And I thought, well, this is a really peculiar thing. And then I met you and met you through Rachel and through our last summit. And I'm starting to work with this block now. And it is, there's so many layers of profound energy with this, but the first one I want to talk about is the physical piece, because there's so much to talk about with the spiritual and emotional piece. But when you lay on this block and you lay that your belly on that block, it's amazing what's underneath there. I think that was my first experience with it, was just like you're saying, when you put your hand in your abdomen, it's like, whoa, is there really, I mean, I couldn't believe the pain I felt. I couldn't believe the noises that my stomach was making. I couldn't believe how like difficult it was to breathe. And, you know, I studied opera for 7 years through high school, junior high and high school, and, you know, big belly breathing meditation instructor. And so I pride myself in how well I can breathe. And man, breathing into that block, like your stomach muscles are sore the next day. So I just want to talk a little bit more, if there's anything else you want to share about how this, you know, what is really going on in here? Like, what's happening in here that there's so much pain?
Well, first of all, you know, the abdomen is a really interesting area, because every other part of the body really is supported by the skeleton. So between the rib cage and the pelvis, aside from the spine, which is mobile inside the body, there's nothing holding us upright. Mm-hmm. And the diaphragm muscle is the foundation of the rib cage. If we are conscious breathers from the get-go, we have this incredibly powerful, unique muscle supporting the rib cage and everything up the chain. But the reality is we aren't conscious breathers. The diaphragm is unique because it's the only muscle that is under our conscious and unconscious control. So what that means is, whether we're aware of it, we're going to breathe. Our body is designed to survive. When we actually breathe consciously, we thrive, because we feed every one of our cells. I've heard anywhere from 35 to 100 to 6 trillion cells, whatever the number is. Yeah. Ultimately, we want every single cell in the body receiving oxygen and all of the required nutrients that that cell particularly needs in the moment, as well as the ability to move waste and toxins away, so we keep the area clean. So as long as cells are fed and clean, they're going to be doing their job for us and working on our behalf to thrive. But because we aren't conscious breathers, this diaphragm muscle, it becomes weak, and it's the floor of everything from the rib cage up. So if we aren't strengthening it, then we start collapsing into the core of the body, the ribs that should have space between. See, it's interesting, because the heart, we can be brain dead, but our body can still be alive. As soon as the heart dies, we die. So the heart, theoretically, is the most important structure, organ, muscle in the body for that reason. So it's going to be designed to have a container that is the strongest. So that means that the rib cage is the strongest container in the body. And part of what makes it so strong is the flexibility that it has, so that it can withstand forces and recoil and go back. But if we're not conscious breathers and we start collapsing into the core because of that weak diaphragm, those ribs start to seal together and freeze together. And now we end up with a hard frozen shell. And the denser the area, the more gravity will manipulate it. So when we aren't conscious breathers, we become this very heavy body. The rib cage collapses into the core. And right below the diaphragm, we have the stomach organ, the pancreas, the liver, the gallbladder. Right above the diaphragm, we have the heart and the lungs. And so, well, and the kidneys and the adrenals in the back of the body are right below it. So when we're breathing properly, this muscle is moving up and down in the core, giving all of those organs and structures a continuous massage to keep the area heated and free of adhesion, as well as to pump oxygen to every part of the body and to remove waste from every part of the body. In fact, in 2014, they did a study in Australia that proved that 84% of weight loss comes through exhalation. So think about that for a minute. When I was in university and I was learning about, I mean, and I understood this before university, learning about the calories in versus the energy expenditure, but here it's not applying to me. Now I understood why. I was holding my breath for everything. So 84% of weight loss was not being removed from my body. And there's a really great TED talk on that, where they talk about how when we're breathing oxygen in, we're exhaling carbon dioxide out, and the carbon atom is part of that weight that is being exhaled. So that's part of this whole process of removing waste from the body, as well as toxins and everything else. So getting to this breath is really one of the foundational components of block therapy. And with, you know, it's interesting too, my dad was also an opera singer. And I've talked to a lot of singers who, when we start talking about breathing, they say, oh, well, I've got a very strong diaphragm. I practice singing. So you can have a strong diaphragm. It's kind of like a shoulder. If we have a fully free shoulder, we can move that shoulder in all ranges and have strength in those ranges. If we start limiting that ability for our shoulder, let's say this is the only rotation or the only movement that we have, we can still strengthen in this movement, but it doesn't mean we're activating the whole ability of the shoulder. So because of how the diaphragm gets coiled in and sealed from the collapse, we can still strengthen part of that muscle that we have available to us. What block therapy does is it creates more of that muscle to utilize and to strengthen.
Oh my gosh. Well, and the coiling's interesting because as a yoga instructor, I noticed, you know, you see everyone's bodies. It's a crazy thing because when you say downward dog and everyone gets in downward dog, you're like, whoa, like this is not downward dog. It's usually like all over the map. And, you know, and that's okay. I mean, we're all in different places. However, I did notice, I made an observation that most everybody had like a crease on the back here on one side, like you're tilted. So I started checking, you know, you can't help it. So I'm like looking at myself and I'm like, oh my God, I totally also like kind of go to one side. And that was the point in my life where I was like, okay, I'm going to go to a chiropractor, and went to a chiropractor. And so I love what you're talking about, this being, you know, pulled to the earth and the twisted, because I've seen that physically. And so I have like a question that may or may not be obvious, but as you're untwisting, are you anti-aging too? Like, what's that look like?
Absolutely. And part of the twisting, we have to realize when we're dealing with the fascia system, it connects every single cell in the body. And what I've really observed is the lower legs and the feet are really the drivers of the twisting. I work with a lot of people and a lot of kids with scoliosis. And of course, people believe that scoliosis is a dysfunction of the spine. But really what's happening is the legs are pulling and torquing in different directions. And that's what's pulling the pelvis out of alignment. And then the spine is having to respond to that. Similarly, the arms. For example, if you're a violin player and you're always in this alignment, the alignment of what the arms are doing is also going to pull and torque on the spine, causing that twisting. So to be able to look at the body as a whole and to see where those cells have migrated to, and to be able to bring them back into alignment, basically aging is a result of fascia compression, because gravity is constantly compressing us over time. We basically get shorter and wider as we age, and we're dominant on one side. So we don't just linearly collapse. We age in a forward rotational direction, dependent on what side is dominant, what are the sports that we're playing, what are we doing every day all the time that's adding up over time. So as we start working the body in its entirety and we start feeding those cells, we are literally taking time out of the tissue and putting the space back. So quantum mechanics, right? There's a space-time continuum. Over time, we get shorter and wider, we age. So with block therapy, we're going in reverse. So we get younger in our cellular health.
Oh my God, I love that. Have you seen any results? I'm sure you have. Like, have you seen any anti-aging results or anything like that that you want to share? Because I'm just so curious. I heard you say, and I can't remember, I'm pretty sure it was on one of your YouTube episodes on your channel, which, by the way, everybody who's listening live or replay, it'll be in the show notes so that you know how to connect with their channel too, because it's such a great resource. But you had said something about somebody's gray hair going away.
Oh, yeah.
I have a thing about this because, you know, the gray hair, so part of our biohacking thing is part of gray hair is the excess peroxide on the brain because of the amount of infection or co-infection or whatever's going on in your body. And so I have, I'm sorry guys, this is colored for sureies. I'm not ready yet to do it, and maybe I'll get rid of it. That's why I'm asking you. But I have had gray hair, like salt and pepper hair, since I was a teenager. I mean, I've had it for a long time, and it's great. Did the genome analysis, get why? But then I hear you say this. I want to know more about this and any of these other like what does everyone experience? Because that's part of, you know, wanting, not just wanting longevity of life, but as we move into this new reality, we move into this golden age, we are going to be living longer. Our environment is going to look different. Like, what have you seen for results?
Well, it's unbelievable, actually. And my book, which is the same title as this, Fascia Decompression, The Missing Link in Self-Care. In each chapter, I have a testimonial from somebody that had been blocking from anywhere from 6 months to 3 years. And it's pretty amazing because a large number of people in my community are women between 50 to 75 years of age. So are a lot of the teachers in my community. And some of them were sharing that their hair is fuller, that the color is coming back. One of my very new teachers, Heidi Hunter, she is making serious waves. And 2 months ago, I had a challenge. I had a 21-day facelift challenge. I created a program that people in my community went through, and then we did before and after photos. And honestly, that was amazing. But Heidi shared her photos after 6 months. She's 60 years old. And in the before pictures, she had her photo. And then in the after pictures, unbelievable. And that was 2 months ago. I'm actually going to see her tomorrow. She lives an hour outside of Winnipeg. And from that point until now, it's continuous. When I saw her photos from the back, she looked like a fit 60-year-old in the before photos. Now she looks like a 20-year-old. It's unbelievable. So the experiences people have are as varied as the experiences that people have with suffering. Because whether we're talking about pain, the size and shape of your body, the how we are aging, disease, it really all comes down to blocks to blood and oxygen flow to cells that occur in the fascia system. So with block therapy, we are decompressing, we are undoing those blocks, melting through scar tissue, and resuming blood and oxygen flow to awaken cells and rejuvenate life to those cells. I don't believe there's any dead tissue in a living body. There's cells blocked from life. And if we can take those dams out of the way and improve that flow, then those cells wake up again. They want to be working on your behalf. But that compression, that gravity as a driver, is constant and relentless. And the body is also designed to be upright. So as we start falling out of balance because we're dominant on one side and just the way the body adapts, and you can see how people stand, we should be standing properly, you know, like a building. We have certain foundations that we should keep in place in order to keep ourselves properly aligned, but we're not conscious beings. So we slouch in the chair, we stand more with more weight on one foot than the other, and that creates this winding asymmetry. And because the fascia is designed to support our uprightedness, what it does is it grips onto bone to try to create that stability. That's what cellulite is. You know, when we're starting to tip off balance, the cellulite will twist and grip to create that stability. The challenge here is that it does so with a force up to 2,000 pounds per square inch. So that's an incredible force that the fascia is hanging on to. And the further from the engine, the more frozen the fascia. So the forearms and the hands and the calves and the feet are the areas of the body that are the most frozen. So for somebody, say, with a scoliosis that spends all of their time working on the spine, as soon as you start walking, your body's going to get pulled back into that fascia pattern because that's where the fascia is the most frozen. So to be able to look at the body and understand what we need to do for balance and symmetry is the work that block does. And it's three parts. Lying on the block melts through the adhesions as you're directed to follow the pain. The breath inflates the space that was once compressed. And then the third component is proper postural foundations and understanding how to support the lower body, calling it rooting, and then how to support the breath, that being the next foundation. And then the third foundation is for the head and the neck alignment. And the tongue muscle is in part designed to support the weight of the head and the neck. But again, we're not taught this. So people that have, say, a double chin, it's a displaced tongue. So having a different perspective and understanding of what's going on in the body, and whether we are looking at the body from a perspective of vanity, health, function, or aging, it all is the same thing. And it's all about making sure that those cells are in position that they're supposed to be so that they can receive what they need and keep clean so that they're just a really well-oiled machine.
Oh my God, I could listen to you all day. I'm like getting goosebumps. The work you're doing is so important. Like now, like right now, the time is now to be doing this work because of where we're headed, because of what our physical bodies are doing. And, you know, my experience, I haven't shared too much really anywhere about it actually, but I also was, I had a lot of physical challenges. I was fine. Like in high school, I thought I was physically active. I was a cheerleader, but I was definitely not the flexible kind of cheerleader. I was definitely a hyper mobile, hyper strong kind of person and not very flexible. But by the time I was 25, I weighed 250 pounds and I was unhealthy in many ways. And much like you, I had that moment of awakening and awareness of this, I don't think I'm healthy. And I'm saying this because I am going to imagine that there are many of you guys listening, watching live or listening later, who maybe think I'm not physically fit, or I don't, you know, I'm not into fitness, so this isn't for me. You know, I hear a lot of that with yoga, like I'm not flexible. It's like, that's not the point. And so I'm saying this because it's not the point. It doesn't matter what your starting point is. But I can tell you, I'm 100 pounds lighter today than I was in 2006 when I weighed 250 pounds. And I'm still working on it. And this block has really been what's next for me because I've been measuring. And since working with this block, working on the fascia, especially my hamstrings, I have gotten 9¼ inches out of my hamstrings in 2 months. 2 months, you guys. I've practiced yoga for 20 years and I've never been able to touch my toes. Just can't do it. And I can touch my toes. I can put the palms of my hands on the floor. This is major. And that's just the physical aspect. Like we haven't even gotten to the spiritual aspect, but I want to say this because no matter where you are in your journey, this journey is very important because as you dig into the fascia and the pain, you start to see yourself for who you really are in a beautiful way. And also in a way maybe you didn't see before, because I think it's so easy. And don't you find this, Deanna? It's so easy to say, you know, this is just how I am, or you even just don't realize it. You don't even see it. And when you finally do, it's like, oh my gosh, like, you know, my family inherently hunches. And again, working the fascia, working with this block, working with my yoga practice, the integration of those things, even my husband's like, wow, he's like, you really, I mean, there's physical changes in being able to sit up straight, holding my body differently. I wore heels in fashion retail at 250 pounds for a decade. So you can only imagine the destruction of my calves. And so anyways, I just want to stress how important it is. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that, Deanna, but it's just the work's so important for our health, to be here on the earth, but also to be able to see yourself for who you really are and to be able to eliminate these toxins that are weighing you down.
And what it really comes down to is every single cell in the body is equally important. And if we're looking at the body from a perspective of survival, of course, the heart, the brain, the organs, the body is going to systematically shut down in a way to allow survival. And that's kind of what aging is. To thrive means every single cell is working on your behalf. Every single cell is considered as equal, and every single cell is sending information, because that's really what it comes down to. And when I was going through the Iyengar yoga teacher training, which I almost got to completion, but then I didn't follow through with that because then block therapy and, well, first of all, fluid isometrics came first.
Yeah.
But what I learned was about the signature posture. So one of the things they say in yoga is we're born into this lifetime with a signature posture. And the goal of this lifetime is to break through that signature posture. So when you were saying how, you know, if we have bunions that run in our family, or if we have certain things that run in our family, we think, okay, well, I'm destined to have that because my mother had it or my grandmother have it or, and my sisters have it or whatever it is. The breath is what keeps us stuck in those patterns. Because if we're not feeding those cells, then they don't have that conscious ability to support the body properly. They're going to deflate. It's like a balloon. If you blow up a balloon, it almost defies gravity. If there's no air in a balloon, it becomes a little rubber thing that falls to the ground. Our cells are like that. Without oxygen, they become sticky and heavy, and then they're not really working for us. So we start aging from that basis, and it's a frequency thing. You know, if you're living in a family, you're adopting the frequency, and the frequency connects to the breath, and that's what ultimately creates the form and function of the body. So when we can actively change the breath, we can actively change our form and function, and then we can also change what's going on externally, because that affects how we think, how we feel, how we perceive life in general. And when you were mentioning about your improved hamstring ability, this was something I also observed when I was going through the process, because I would be, for 2 years I was in the teacher training part, and we would have these 2 hour advanced sessions that were part of the training. And what I would do is I would go to the class, I would get into the posture, whatever it was, let's just say it's a forward bend. I would feel in my hamstrings or my calves or the backs of my knees or my back, what was restricting me from going further. And I would come home and I would work on that area with my hands. I would do fluid isometrics. Block therapy is the self-care version of fluid isometrics, which again, 20 years ago, that was what I started developing. Yeah. So I was quickly getting the results of, okay, the next week I can go deeper. Okay, what's the next level stopping me from getting into that posture more deeply? I would go home, I would work on it, and then I would get beyond. So each week I was making gains in my alignment and my flexibility in getting access to these deeper postures. And I would see other people that were stuck. They would go into their triangle pose and they would never move beyond the signature posture that they were in, because that 2,000 pound per square inch force was stopping them from being able to go beyond that. So when the hamstring is a super easy thing to understand too, because when it grips and wraps around the femur, you know, it's locking that joint. So you only have so much range of motion available to you. When we start blocking and releasing that from the bone where it grips and roots, now we have more of that muscle that we can access to lengthen with things like yoga and stretching and Pilates and all of the other things that help to bring that integration into the body.
Yeah, I think it's profound. I mean, I see the changes in my body and it just blows my mind. And I encourage everyone to give it a try, because the changes that you have in your body are amazing. And I want to talk about the emotional and the spiritual. And I was telling you before that we went live, and I'm going to share now, I had this crazy profound experience with the block last night. And there were two very specific things that I felt. One of which was when I put the block deep into my armpit, I found this spot, you know, because you kind of move for that pain like you teach us. And I found this spot and I just pushed into this spot. It was just, I don't know what it was, but it was so painful and yet it felt so good. And I felt excruciating pain. And then all of a sudden that calmness, that peacefulness, and that release of the third eye. It's like my eyes were closed and I'm leaning into it, and I just saw all of this light and all of this energy, and all of this blood flow just went through my hands. And instead of in the past working with this block in the last few weeks, when I'm in those spots, often I get like tingly or numb feeling, and instead it was like this extraordinary energy and flow and movement and openness in my right side and in my right hand. And I'm actually left-handed, so my right hand doesn't have the activity or the movement that my left hand gets. And so it was so profound and so amazing. And then the other thing that happened was I put the block into my calves. I'm really obsessed with my calves, and you know, they like crave it. They like want me to stick that block on there. But I went off to the side, and same thing on the right side. I went off to the side and pushed into this excruciatingly painful space. And I had all of these images of being Indigenous, being in Indigenous tribes, ancient, old lifetimes. And it's just dawning on me in this very moment. The only other time I've had that image was in the Memphis Gong Chamber when Jim Pettit, the owner, played the earth gong. That's the earth planetary frequency. Is the only other time I've had that same vision. Interesting. Just realizing that. But I saw that. And so I want to talk to you about not just accessing past lives, we got to talk about that, but also like the opening that happened there. The only other thing I want to say to everybody listening is I have had challenges with circulation. I also have challenges with my neurological system in which no matter how toxin free I am, I still will get numbness in my hands and my sleep. That has stopped since I've started working with the block. Done. Hasn't happened. I have blood flow in my fingertips. I don't have to go get in a hot bath to like get circulation. So I want to talk about the circulation piece, but then I also want to talk about the past life piece. So wherever you want to go with that.
Well, starting from the circulation piece, you know, in through here, we have channels. We have the nerves are the blood vessels that supply the arms and the hands. So when we collapse into the core, the rib cage is the foundation of the shoulder joints and the head and the neck. So with that collapse comes collapse of the joints, and then that affects flow into the arms and the hands. And without flow, we don't have connection to our cells. So also, you were talking about the pineal gland. When our shoulder is rotated this way, we're blocking flow into the head and the neck. And right through here, the carotid arteries, they're the main arteries. I mean, we've got more than just those, but they're the main arteries supplying the head and the neck. So when we're in this position, we are literally blocking flow up into that area. And the frontal lobe in the brain. This is the part of the brain that is, well, I mean, I'm reading Joe Dispenza's Evolve Your Brain, and he gets into immense detail about the frontal lobe. And when we don't actively have blood flow to the brain, that part of the brain, what happens? And just the difference in life, because we become complacent, lazy, we don't have new ideas. The frontal lobe is where individuality is based from, in our personality and so many things. So there's also a book by Dan Levitin called Successful Aging. And he mentions that as we age, you know, the frontal lobe basically isn't getting as much blood flow. So in my understanding of alignment, it really all comes down to the fact that we age in a forward rotational direction. Because as we start tipping, the brain is going to start getting pushed and squished up against the skull. And then that's going to, over time, start to show a decrease in blood flow. And without blood flow, whether we're talking about a muscle, ligament, the brain, the heart, whatever it is, it's going to start not working the same as it was designed to, because it needs to be fed and cleaned on a continual basis in order to function. So when we are experiencing an improvement in blood flow into the hand, or we're having a spark of insight, or we're releasing some negative emotion from the body, we're creating space. And that's the first piece of block therapy, is creating space, because with space, we have flow. When we don't have space, we don't have flow. And talking about the spiritual aspect of block therapy, what we are consciously aware of is a very, very small amount of our physical bodies and our cells. We basically really are only aware of what hurts. You know, you're not going to think of your pinky toe unless it hurts you. Otherwise, it's there doing its job, but you're not thinking about it. You're not even really aware of it. So with block therapy, we're connecting to the cells than what we are. We're connecting to the cells that are deeper than what we are consciously aware of. And through the process of moving layer by layer by layer into the body, we're getting back to our higher self, our true self, what we are really destined to do on the earth here. And it takes you away from that ego, because, you know, the ego is connected to the signature posture, what we're born into, the belief system that we've been given. Going through this process allows you the opportunity to see yourself, as you mentioned beautifully, from a completely different perspective to see who you really are. And it's because you're hearing what your cells are saying, and your cells make up who you really are. So if we're ignoring ourselves, if we're taking meds to mask pain, or we've posturally shifted to be able to golf even though we have a sore shoulder, these add up over time, and it takes us away from listening to our own body. So we start using the ego to fill in the gaps. We go based on what other people's opinions are, or memory of past experience, rather than looking at each moment as unique and something that we can make a choice in. So by connecting to those cells and having that space, it gives your mind the space, it gives your heart the space to create a different path than the path that you're currently on.
That's so beautifully said. And, you know, I read in my Ayurveda textbooks, it said that the human body was designed to live 180 years. You know, if you take away all the toxins and all those things, and this just, you know, makes me think of that and think of the possibilities for all of us if we're working on ourselves.
And I say that to my teachers all the time, like whenever I'm having a conversation and I see their before and afters, and part of the university training is to teach people how to assess, to see the cause sites, because part of the understanding is that where we have pain, that's the pain site. What's causing that is something different from that site. So, you know, I have all these one-on-one times with these teachers, and I always say to them, like, we're at the forefront of something. Like, you know, the concept of aging as we understand it today is very different than where we're going. So who knows what that looks like? How old will we be? And how will we age? To me, I would rather die younger and die healthy than go through a degenerative process where you're having to give up parts of your body, parts of your capacity to live a full functioning life for the sake of surviving. And that's what this gives you. It gives you the ability to move in the direction of thriving until your time is done, so that life is just one wonderful creative journey, and we're all here to do something amazing. We're all here to improve what's happening, and we all have this amazing opportunity right now, more than any other time in human history, to make some significant changes. And even just being quarantined for 3 months, or, you know, social distancing for 3 months, the way people are viewing life in general is changing. The busyness from before, it's not helping us. It's causing us to be anxious and stressed all the time, and that's affecting our relationships, our families, it's affecting our kids. And I mean, we could have hours of conversations on just what's going on with the kids today. They're growing up in a very different way because they're growing up with technology in a negative posture from the get-go, combined with all of the other things that they're being pummeled with. And my biggest purpose is to get this to kids, to the youth, because this is a game changer for them. And if they begin now, they can grow into adulthood in a healthy way. They're growing compressed, so already their bodies are deprived of the life-giving nutrients that oxygen really is, and they're being affected by it. We're seeing that with the suicides, the depressions, the ADD, all of these things. And again, there's a lot of reasons for it, but I believe when we create that space and we get them back to using their bodies the way it was designed to be used, that we can reverse all of those negative things and we can get their bodies back to thriving again.
Hear, hear. I mean, truly. I mean, I have four stepkids, and I see it and feel it, and you just want to get them to the other side and not have them go through the same experiences, you know, that same suffering that we did. And like you said, theirs is exponential. And, yeah. You know, spirit delivered a message for this year back in November to me to share with the community. And the message was that 2020 was a year of becoming genetic transformers, and that our mission is to break free of our inherited genetic structures and our ancestral lineage and step into our soul purpose. And I just can't say how fabulous it is to meet you and to be able to share you with the community, because Black therapy and what you're teaching, what you're sharing, what this is a huge part of that. And I had a vision this week that really opened my eyes to what they meant when they said free ourselves from our inherited genetic structures. And you've touched on it a few times today, which is it is time to clear away the past so that we can live in this present moment, this present time, so that we can move into a new reality free of the negative systems and toxicity that's been hurting us for a long time, for lack of a better word. I'm like, I can't think of a better word. But when you ask yourself, for everybody listening, when you ask yourself, well, how do I do soul retrieval? Or how do I clear my ancestral lineage? Get on this block. Because when you dig that into your body, you're digging into the fear, the suffering, the stress of decades and decades of ancestral oppression. And when you dig into that, you're releasing the inherited gifts. Because we have these gifts. There's a reason we chose to be born in the families we're born in. There's a reason we decided to be here right now in this global ascension. And so it's so important. Like this is transforming your body, and it's transforming your light body, you know, and getting the light and the oxygen into the cells is so important. What's next for you, Deanna? I mean, it's obvious you're still researching every day. It's obvious from how you talk that there's more studies and more learning, but you know, what's on your radar right now? Like, what are you looking at from here?
Great question. There's so many things. And really, I feel I've just touched the surface of what I want to share. I mean, right now it's getting to as many people as possible. We are in a bit of a hurry to get people connected to themselves. When we can start feeling that peace within, we make the choices necessary to create peace on earth. If we continue to look at trying to create peace from an external perspective, we're never going to get there, because it comes from who we are and the frequency that we emit from ourselves. So I have a university program, and currently we have almost 140 people now, either teaching or actively going through the program. In fact, we recently certified our first individual in Europe, in Belgium. So that's really exciting. We have many throughout the world, but we're making progress there. So teaching others how to see the body, how to understand the cause sites, that's really the key from the perspective of teaching this to others, because again, we can spend years working in the pain site, but if we don't address those causes, then we're just kind of going in circles. So being able to teach people how to see the fascia system as a whole and to understand that, that's a big piece. Getting more into the youth program in September. So my assistant, Penka, she helped me create the kids program. We're going to be reworking that and really adding a whole bunch of components into how we can support the youth through this process and make it really easy and accessible for them to do. That's a big, big piece. I had before the pandemic, and I mean for 20 years, I've had also the vision of getting back to acute injury care, scoliosis centers, because fluid isometrics we teach to therapists to do. And we can heal fractures in days, not weeks, if we approach it properly and in the moment, as opposed to freezing the body in that state of injury and keeping it there and then trying to figure out how to rehab the body. We can very differently approach injury so that we can. Actually, injury creates an opportunity to change because it's a forced gap. And then from there, we can use that to actually take ourselves to a new level. So teaching that piece of things and seeing where life takes us in that regard, because I know I'm a leader in teaching about fascia. And the thing is, it's not about me. It's not about my company. Every single person that gets this block, they become a fascia master, because it's through the doing that you learn and you know. And I mean, for all of the different things that assault our bodies physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, there's that many things that people are suffering with. So for the person with fibromyalgia, which I've never personally had, they use the block, they become the expert in how block therapy benefited them with fibromyalgia. So we have a community that's full of, we almost have 3,000 members in the community that are blockers. We have many more blockers in the world, but it's a Facebook private community and it's free for everybody. And it's amazing because every day in there, people are sharing what's changing for them. So if anybody's a skeptic, that's where I tell people to go, because this is not about me. It's not about what I say. It's about what people are sharing from their personal experience. And one of the things that's quite interesting is many people want that proper scientific research, which in past I tried to get. Not easy to get, first of all. And secondly, it takes you away from the point. And my point is to be a teacher so that I can get people to learn for themselves what they need to do to become their own healthcare advocates. And in my view, the community is the research, because that's where there's thousands of people that are doing block therapy that are getting the results and they're sharing those results. And ultimately, that's what science is for. It's to give us the opportunity to question and to try things and to see what works so that we can improve people's lives, improve the quality of the people and the planet in general. And so my mandate is to just get as many people that are open on this tool, because it is a game changer and it's about everybody. And that's pretty much what I'm here to do.
I love it. And that's why we love you and why you're on Buddhist Biohacker, because our mission is to point you back to yourself. You know, it's the time of hands-on healing by somebody else is done. The hands-on healing must be done by you. And this is doing that. And that's where the real healing begins, I think.
Well, it does. And I still see, you know, the odd patient here and there, but there's times when, especially say with like acute injury or if people are afraid, you know, that initial hands-on moment can be really helpful. But I also see it as being very limiting, because then people rely on someone else. And when I can get people to use the block and heal themselves, for me, that is far more satisfying, because that's the point. Once I see that you've connected to that breath, that conscious breath, then I know that you've turned your body on and now you're on a path to awakening more. And with each full conscious breath, you awaken more. With each adhesion you melt through, and with each greater awareness you have of where your body is in relation to space, which being posture, the more awake you are. So that is what excites me, is giving people that tool and teaching them how to look after themselves, because that's what we need to do. And the thing is too, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter the state that you're starting. It doesn't matter if you're an athlete, if you're a couch potato, whatever you are, starting this process will melt through adhesion and improve blood and oxygen flow to cells. And that's the beauty. You can do it on a bed. You can be really passive in doing it and get the benefit. You can also take it to another extreme and add in isometric resistance and holds in the body to turn on that more active exercise component of it. So that's the nice thing too. I had a woman at 86 that started the process and, you know, had amazing changes. She actually shared that when she went to her doctor, she's had issues with her eye pressure for years. And when she went to her doctor, the pressure was 15 and 16 from the last one. And then when she went back, it was 9 and 10 at 86 years old. And the doctor's like, I've never seen this before. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because we're decompressing. Compression is what causes pain, aging, and disease, and tension and all of those things in the body. So this decompresses and it improves flow. So things start to relax and receive and function again. And it's pretty exciting.
It really is. And, you know, there's that moment there. I think it's a singular moment. I think there's a singular moment where you have awareness of your physical body for the first time. There's that moment. And there's this time period where you're denying where you're at. And sometimes it's just out of frustration, like you were talking about. You know, you have these areas of your body, you're like, oh, I just, you know, I can't ever make a change here. And so no matter what the reason is you're denying it, when you take that singular moment and you create awareness of your physical health and where you're at, what do you want to say to those folks who know they're ready, they feel it, they see it, and there's that fear of, do I really want to see it and feel it? You know, what do you want to say to those people who are just need that little nudge in the right direction?
What I would always first say is join the community, ask the questions, read the comments, read what people see and do, because there's thousands and thousands of comments and support. It's incredible. But also to understand that the block is not a judge. That is one of the really cool parts, because I mean, again, my behaviors in my 20s, led me into some really negative experiences, things that for years I held on to with shame and guilt. And I remember being in the moments when I thought, wow, the last thing I want to do is dredge that up again. But it's kind of like the difference here. It's like if you're driving past a whole bunch of little towns, you can choose to stop and stay in a town and you might never leave, or you can choose to stay on the road and you pass them by and you keep passing them by. And that's what the block does. It doesn't make you stop and relive the experience the way it was lived. It allows you to see it, to release it with the exhalation, to understand it from a different perspective, and to continue on to the next layer and the next experience. So it is hard to explain, because it's so different than what we think of before we get on the block. So anytime somebody in the community poses a question about being afraid to start, you have all these people saying, just do it. And I would say, even just lie on a hardcover book, put it under the belly button and breathe into it. And that in itself is going to make a change. And there's nothing to fear. Feeding your cells and cleaning your tissue out, there's nothing to fear. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's like going into the closet and getting rid of all the garbage and then filling it up with a new wardrobe. I mean, that's fun and exciting. So if you think of it as being that way, that really is the situation. It becomes, I mean, it's, I say that it's not without the healing crises, because as we start cleaning out the container, you know, stuff has to leave. But again, it's fast, it's continual, and with each level of release, there are gifts that come with that, whether it's an improvement in range of motion, an ease in the way that we think about something, better sleep, a letting go of a past thing that was really bothering us. Like, all of this is tied into those fascia entanglements, and they seal and they stick onto the bone. And as soon as we start going in and we open up an area, we release the tension, we release the memory, we release the emotion that was connected to it. So it becomes this very beautiful, passive, continual, moving backward through time in your tissue and cleaning itself out, and no one's judging you. And for me, that was important, because my actions were, in my view, very judge-worthy. And I hated myself for a lot of years. And I remember being 37 years old. I'm 50 now. And that took 7 years of going through this process before I finally was able to look at myself in my worst moments and see the beauty and the value in it. Because that's what brought this to the world. Without me being in the deep, dark state that I was in, it wouldn't have happened. It was through my anxiety attack and terror when I was in a very, very difficult time in my life that this began. And from those deep, dark moments, usually the equal and opposite happens if we allow it to. So I now look back at that messed up alcoholic in my 20s, and I love that woman, because from that person, a lot of people are also benefiting.
I love it. So beautifully said. And we could talk, I foresee more of these conversations if you're willing to come back on, because it's already been an hour and I'm like, there's hours and hours and hours of conversation here to be had and to share. And I just can't say enough about how joyful I am to know you and to have this block in my house. I mean, it's really amazing. It's an amazing, amazing journey. And it was what's next for me. I still have, you know, baggage to clear. And it's the same amount, you know, since my purification process, I have this space sitting and it's time to clear it out. And I know that this is the answers for me. So,
and it never ends. Yes. I mean, I'm 20 years in and I still have so much baggage to clear, but each year you get cleaner and cleaner. And that's the exciting part. You know, people may start because of pain. Once they get through what initially brought them there, then the benefits continue and they never stop. So that's what's really exciting. And Lisa, I just want to also, you know, say thank you to you and all that you're doing with the community and spreading your amazing heart with the world and bringing people together to share, because we need a bunch of things. There's not just one answer for anything. We need a bunch of things. And you have found this incredible way of gathering amazing people into one place so that everybody can benefit. And that is a very unique and profound thing that you're doing. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. You know what? It's spirit. And I'm just along for the ride. And maybe that's not the right way to say it, but every day I wake up and say, okay, what are we doing today? Like, what needs to happen today? And I feel determined to get resources to as many people as possible. And I know you're right there, because you said it too. We've got to get this to as many people as possible. And there is so much to do. There's so much work to do. And we have decades of work to do in a short amount of time. You know, Elizabeth Peru is an incredible astrologer. And she said, the astrology lineup, she said, we will achieve more in the next 10 years than in the last 2,000 years in our evolution, in what we're experiencing. And I'm seeing it even as looking with my clairvoyance and with my psychic gifts, I'm seeing timelines lengthen, lifetimes lengthen, energies are changing. And this is all within the last, 10 weeks. I mean, massive, massive changes. And it's the long-term sustainable practices. And block therapy is one of those things. It's, much like yoga, and you have to have both, I feel. I don't feel you can have one or the other. It's like you have to build strength and flexibility, and at the same time, clean out your cells, release this fascia, release the trauma. That is the way. And the time is now. And there's absolutely no way around it. And no one can hide from it. You just can't hide from yourself anymore. I mean, that's done. It's done. And some of us went through this over a decade ago. You know, for me, it was 2005, and we've been doing this work. And guess what? All of you watching, you've got to do, if you haven't been doing this, you have to do 15 years worth of work, like, in a week. Like, it's time. Right?
It is time. And I agree. What we are going to be seeing in the next decade is going to be mind-blowing. And it's going to be driven by the people that have a grip on themselves. And it's so easy right now to get taken away from that center, because it's nuts out there, but it doesn't have to be inside yourself. And the block is a tool that allows you to connect to that parasympathetic nervous system, to calm down, to get into that rest state where magic happens, and to really explore yourself and what we're really supposed to be doing here. And I think it's very different than what we think we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I agree. And I think if we could only see, I mean, when you see that, when you are a person that can see the energy fields, when you see what is happening with the luminous light body at a molecular level by doing this kind of work, it's profound. And we will live longer because of it. And I know that I'm finally going to achieve my physical goals, because for me, the physical is the spiritual, and there's an energy that I want to release. And the time is now for that as well. And so thank you so much for being on. And for everybody listening, Black Therapy has their own YouTube channel. Please go to it. Please subscribe. Please watch. There's fascinating. I mean, you have so many interviews and practices and information on there. It's really, really a great resource. You guys, we have so many great resources. Use them. Turn off regular TV. Like, I don't even can't remember the last time I watched regular TV. And turn it off and go to YouTube and start using your resources. Alternative media, like Buddhist Biohacker, going to places like Block Therapy, getting the information. That's what this is. We are creating the new media for the new reality. That's what this is. And the new media is going to support us for longevity and health and success and joy and balance. And I will put in the show notes everything you need. I am so happy to be an affiliate partner with Block Therapy, both with Buddhist Biohacker and with One Heart, One Earth. So no matter which site you go to, if you go to the partners page, they're right on top. And all the links are there, but I will include links for a free gift and some more information here on this YouTube video. And if you're listening later on the audio, iTunes and Spotify, it'll be in the show notes there as well on the apps. So thank you, Deanna. I think we need to have you be one of our featured guests. We have like monthly features. So I think I'll be, let's do that. Because
I would love that. I love talking with you. I could just sit here for hours and just, you know, continue to go back and forth. So anytime you want me, I'm here.
Yes, I will be messaging you later.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we could talk for hours, and there's the science and the there's just so much to dig into. So thank you. Thank you for everybody who's watching on the live. Really appreciate you coming on and joining in. And again, you can go to our MeWe forum. We have set up a Buddhist Biohacker forum in MeWe, which is, again, a well-balanced social media platform that is not managing algorithms and all those things. You can actually see who's who and what's what. And it's a great spot for you to continue this conversation. So I'm going to post this replay there. Any questions and comments, share there, and I'll make sure to get them over to Deanna so we can continue this conversation. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to everybody who's watching. And up next in 1 hour, we have Jeff Strong from the Strong Institute, world-renowned drummer and scientist who is going to tell us how drumming impacts our brain, which I'm really excited about. That'll be cool too. So thank you. Thank you so much. I love you so much. And thank you to everybody. And we'll see you soon.
Mwah. Bye, everyone.